heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Power stillness.
Yeah, right.
Oh. That is a stillness that lets God work for us. Can I get a witness? I say there is a stillness that lets God work for us. Amen. In times of helplessness, we acknowledge and admit that we've done all that we can do. Old folk used to say, when you can't go backwards, you can't go forward, you can't go to the left, and you can't go to the right, that you just stand still and just mark time where you're at. You see, in Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 13th verse, we find just such an incident. Isn't that right? It reads, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Didn't he say that? Amen. You see, Moses found that he was in a peculiar predicament. He had come out, amen, on God's word. But it looked as if that God had led him into a trap. And there are times, my brethren, when we feel as if God had led us into a trap. There were mountains on his left and on his right. Isn't that right? The Red Sea was before him. Isn't that right? And Pharaoh's chariots were behind him. And here he was now with a hostile crowd on his hand. Who had said to him, "Why didn't you listen to us when we told you in Egypt to let us alone? For in Egypt at least we had grain. And you brought us out here to die. Didn't you know that there was no bridge across this Red Sea?" I mean, if God told you to come this way, didn't you scout the route before you brought us? There's not even a footlong down here for us to cross over. There's no way out. We're trapped. What are we going to do? I imagine Moses said, "I don't know. But I do know somebody that does know. And all I can tell you is to stand still and let's wait on him. Stand still, and for the God I serve, he is a way out of no way." Isn't that right? Amen. He's a way maker, I tell you. And if you just stand still and wait on him, something's going to happen.
sir.
I thank God that Moses had that much sense. Brethren, yes, in our parishes, in our churches, we find we have a hostile crowd on our hands sometimes. Yes, they want answers when there are no answers. They want to know how you see that. Can I get a witness? It is difficult to put into human words a divine vision. For sometimes it is beyond the linguistic capabilities of man. We cannot put them into words. And at some point, we have to do like Moses said, stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. I'd like to take you back to the scripture again. To 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the 17th verse. We have here an incident of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat had gone out. He was the king of Judah. And he had gone out to do battle with the Ammonites. He had gone out to do battle with the inhabitants of Mount Seir. And he had gone out to do battle against the Moabites. They had all come out against him. And he was greatly outnumbered. Jehoshaphat was afraid, as anybody would be with good sense. And he did not know what the outcome was going to be, but he knew he had to fight. Wasn't no question about what he had to do. He just didn't know how to do it and did not know what the outcome was going to be of that. Can I get a witness? And as we would do sometime, would be nervous and winding his hands and pacing the floor, or you've had some sleepless nights not knowing what tomorrow would bring. The prophet Jehaziel came in to Jehoshaphat and said, "Jehoshaphat, why are you scared? Why are you worried?" He said, "You don't have to fight this battle. You just set yourself and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord had said that this fight is his and not yours." Can I get a witness? Amen. You can sleep on a stormy night after listening to words like that. That next morning, when the enemies of Jehoshaphat went up to Mount Seir, it was shrouded in a heavy fog. And the inhabitants of Mount Seir and the Ammonites were confused, and each of them thought the other was the enemy. And the Ammonites slew the inhabitants of Mount Seir, and then when the Moabites got up there, they thought that the Ammonites were their enemy. That was Jehoshaphat's army. And they got into battle and killed off each other. And when Jehoshaphat brought his little army up in the mountain, as the dawn was breaking and the sun was burning the fog off, they found that all of their enemy was dead. And if you will read your Bible, you will find that the Bible said it took them 3 days just to carry off the plunder. Hallelujah. Not only will the God fight your battle for you, he'll give you the spoils of the fight. Stand still, I tell you, and see the salvation of the Lord. 13 times in first and second books of Samuel. The people are told to stand still. The Old Testament prophets believed that God worked in stillness. 41 times reference is made to just being still. Paul told the shipman in the midst of a great storm, except these abide in the ship, they cannot be saved. You see, you can't jump overboard, amen, when times are trouble. We got folk in our churches, every time a little commotion get up in the church, they ready to run across town and join another church. Can I get a witness? Amen. But I want to let you know that wherever you went to, after a while it's going to be trouble there. Can I get a witness? You just running from pillar to post. My grandmama used to talk about jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Can I get a witness? You ought to just stay where you are. Sometimes you have to make the best out of a bad situation. You just have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, stillness is not only a position, but it's an attitude. Can I get a witness? What profit it for a man or woman to be sitting still if their mind and spirit is racing about recklessly? Isn't that right? If their neutrons and protons are all upset and their axons and dendrites are all confused and their whole nervous system is in a chaotic state of being, what profit it for them to be sitting down if they still are uneasy? Old folk used to talk about just sitting down somewhere, folding their arms and just rocking. Amen. Just relaxing and just letting their mind concentrate on God. You see, your mind must be still in order to talk to God. Let me tell you something, Houston. You can't pray if your mind is confused. You might as well get up off your knees and go on to bed. Can I get a witness? You are in the position of prayer, but you ain't able to do no prayer. You can say one or two words, and Satan is right there in your thought. Can I get a witness? You fool around and find you wasting your time. You can be somewhere driving along in your car, sitting down somewhere and trying to talk to God. But unless you are completely given over and surrendered unto the power of God, you might as well stop praying. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. Somebody here have tried that. You got to get in the attitude of prayer in order to be able to get a prayer through. There are a lot of things that'll hinder your prayer from getting them through. You can weaken your own prayer. It's not always other folk that'll intercept the line, but you can do it to yourself, hindering your own prayer. I come to tell you that you got to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. You see, stillness on our part is acknowledging, as did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What they said is that the God we serve is evil. Now that's a brave statement. All I get, the more I can appreciate what they said. That statement has melodious, rhythmic tones to it, but it also makes a profound statement. The God I serve is able. That means that he can take charge of this situation. I don't know what he's going to do with this fire. I don't know how he is going to work this fire, but all I know is that he's able. Now, brethren, let me help you here. You are not theologically sound when you said that God air-conditioned the furnace. No, that's not theologically sound. You see, what God did was he insulated them against the heat. He insulated them against the heat. God can make you an asbestos suit. Can I get a witness? The furnace was hot. Amen. The God testified to that by virtue of the fact when they opened the door, he fell dead from the heat. The fire was hot. There's nothing wrong with the heat in the fire, but God insulated them so that the fire didn't burn them. There's a great lesson there. There's a great lesson there. I can stop right there and let you know what God will do for you when you get in the fire. Can I get a witness? You see, there are a lot of folk will put you in the fire. Your children will put you in the fire. Can I get a witness? Your companion will put you in the fire. Can I get a witness? Your neighbors out of jealousy will put you in the fire just because you bought a new car. Can I get a witness? Your boss on your job will put you in the fire just because they may be a little envious of you. But you have to understand how to act in the fire. Hallelujah. Christian needs to know how to act in the fire. You see, if you're going to act like the world act in the fire, then you are no better off than they are. If you run into here and run into there, if you come into work with a long face, and you come into work with tear stains on your face, and big bags under your eyes from being up all night crying, then you're not in any better shape than the world. But let me tell you something, ladies, when you get in trouble and when you get in the fire, what you ought to do is then go put on your best makeup.
All right.
Your best cheek rouge and your eye mascara. Can I get a witness? Amen. Paint your lips and fix your hair. And go on in, and when folk know you're in the fire, and know you're doing bad, and when they look at you, see, every time folks say how you doing, don't mean because they care. Can I get a witness? Don't mean because they're concerned. But you ought to say, fine. Can I get a witness? You're in the fire, but you ought to say, fine. I'm doing all right. They go away wondering, I can't understand that. And I know that they're down and out and having a hard time. How can they look so well? Can I get a witness? Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Well, let me go a little further here. We go on to Daniel. And we talk about when they put Daniel in the lion's den. Well, let's see here. Again, let's make sure that we're theologically sound. Because because of the fact is that I'm not sure God locked the lion's jaw. You take away from God. I would rather think that God took the lion's appetite. Can I get a witness? You see, because you'll find those that were put in there after Daniel came out, the lions ate them up. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. They couldn't have eaten them up if their jaws was locked. I would rather think that God took their appetite. Can I get a witness? When you get put in lion's den, you deliver and wait on God to deal with lions. See, God's got more experience dealing with lions than you got. Can I get a witness? God made lions. He know all about lions. He know how many teeth in their mouth. He know all about them, and you've got to all understand that God is able to protect you even in the midst of your troubles and your tribulation. Now, there's something that's got to happen on your part. In order for you to rely on God, you got to show enough know he's able to deliver. Can I get a witness? You got to know that God will keep his word. You can't know that by going by what mama said. You can't know that by going by what daddy said. You got to know for yourself that the God I serve is trustworthy. You can depend on it. Well, let's see. The way I would determine if God is trustworthy, I check his record. If I want to find out about somebody, I go to the record and have them investigated and check the record. Well, let me check God's record and see if he's trustworthy. When Moses stood still, the Red Sea divided. That's one for God. When he stood still, the Red Sea backed up. That's one for God. When Joshua stood still, the Jordan River divided. That's two for God. Amen. He's doing all right so far. When Elijah lay by the brook, he had been there and drinking cool water, raven feeding him twice a day. When the brook went dry, and when the raven didn't come, Joshua, Elijah didn't get up and go upstream to check the brook to see if it was dammed up somewhere upstream. Elijah didn't get up and go looking for the raven. But my Bible tells me that he just laid there and waited on the word from the Lord. And after he got through waiting, the word came to him and said, Elijah, get up and go on to Zarephath. I got a widow there. He would have missed that message if he had been somewhere roaming around in the wilderness looking for food and water. But there comes a time when your cupboard is bare, when the refrigerator is empty, and there's no food in your house, that you go in the kitchen and put your plate on the table and put your napkin down and put your knife and fork on the table and go on back in your living room. Didn't he do that? I'm telling you now, if you do that, he'll be all right. That's three for God. You just wait on God. While impetuous Martha ran to meet Jesus to accuse him of letting her brother die, saying, if you had have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Her sister Mary sat still in the house, knowing that whenever Jesus got there, hallelujah, everything was going to be all right. Can I get a witness? Knowing that Jesus ain't never too late. He may not come when we call him, but he going to be on time. Amen. You see, there's power in just holding your peace. There's power in just folding your arms and gritting your teeth. He may not come, I tell you, when you want it. But I heard the poet say, he never failed me yet. Oh man, Job said, all of my appointed time, I'll wait until my change comes. I come to tell you tonight that he'll fight your battle if you just keep still. I come to tell you, you don't have to fuss and fight. You don't have to argue if you just hold your peace. Jesus will make everything all right. You don't hear me? Jesus is a friend to the friendless. Interpreted by Pilate, how many things they accuse you of, and yet you don't say nothing. Why don't you defend yourself? If you're innocent, say something in your own defense. If you're innocent, speak up, man. They've got a case against you. But Jesus, my master, didn't say a mumbling word. Jesus just looked at him. They slapped him, and he still didn't say a word. They spit in his face, and he still didn't say a word. Well, they mocked him. Sometimes they'll make fun of you, and he still didn't say a word. He messed with our holy days. He messed with our penalty taxes.
Wait on him. clothes here. I got clothes here.
All right.
Familiar Wireless Depot reminds us 22 veterans are taking their own lives every day. The worst part of war shouldn't be coming home. So if you know a veteran suffering from depression, be there for a veteran. Let them know there's hope, there's help, and they can heal. That's from Familiar Wireless Depot with three locations to serve you better. From Monroe, West Monroe to Shreveport, they have the best deals in 2020. Phone 318-398-2187 for hours and location. That's Familiar Wireless Depot saying, please be there for a veteran. Familiar Wireless Depot is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO FL.
Look at you. You're cruising in that super clean ride you've always wanted. No more waiting at the bus stop. No more calling church members for rides. There's Sister Maggie waving and smiling. You're glad you made the most of that tax refund money because you went to Big Money Taxes. Yes, indeed. Big Money Taxes at 91 Texas Avenue, Suite 8. You called 318-445-9953 and found out that Big Money Taxes is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. And that's great, because you work hard all day. Big Money Taxes will even pick up your W-2, process it, and bring back all the money you deserve thanks to the new tax codes this year. Big Money Taxes, family owned and operated. We treat you like family. Big Money Taxes is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM. KAYT KQJOFM.
Your number one music station.
These are the hits.
Woo! Mama, you ready?
Yeah.
How about you, Daddy?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. He delivered my soul from the cold slavery, y'all. Oh, 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 yeah. Sing mama for me.
Paul and Silas did nothing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Locked him up in chains.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm so glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I
Can't believe I'm with the one.
You know what? Somebody that's with all of us. You know, he that hath friends must
first show himself friendly. All
right.
Well, I know by being in this place that there's a whole lot of people that wants to know who this friend is. Why don't you tell them about it?
Well, there is a friend that sticks closer than any brother.
I got a lot of brothers, right?
Yeah. You know who that friend is.